there's something that we don't talk about quite enough, and that's doing things on your own terms. That's this week on the Badass Agile Podcast. Greetings, team. Welcome to the Badass Agile Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Williams. Welcome back, my friends. So good to see you. A little bit of an ailing voice this week, but I wanted to knock this one out anyway. I talk a lot about sameness. I talk a lot about distinction. But one of the things that comes up a lot in the Forge, but not so much in the podcast, is fulfillment, contentment, and happiness with what you do and how you do it. Let's talk about that. But first, let's take a moment to remember why we're here. To create an elite tribe of leaders who truly serve their clients and communities by doing what matters and what works, relentlessly chasing value and excellence like a badass. There's so many resources out there about what you need to do to be agile, but we're focused on who you need to become in order to lead teams. So let's hammer down those fundamentals to create a truly unique and powerful force in this industry. And remember, if this helps you, won't you share this episode with your friends? Well, you know, something happened a few years ago. When the pandemic hit, we were forced to find out for sure, by trial, what happens if the way that we work together changes? What if we found out it's no longer elemental to be seated next to one another, to commute every day, to sit in an office, just for the sake of being seen? I think that revolution was probably one of the most impactful incidents that's happened since the Industrial Revolution or the introduction of computers to the workplace. Here's the thing. You got something that you were put here to do. You don't have to believe in destiny to buy that. There's nothing truly wasteful in existence. If you're a developer, you wouldn't write a bunch of code just to have the code. The code has to do something. It has to contribute in the ecosystem somehow. If you're a business analyst, you wouldn't write a whole bunch of chapters to a document just to say you did it. If it was wasteful, if it wasn't necessary, you would know. So we understand in premise the idea that all of life and its endeavors are fundamentally useful. We get the idea of usefulness. But I got to ask you this question. It's worth looking at just to examine it. I think every person owes it to themselves to ask this question. How useful and fulfilling is the thing that you do in the way in which you do it? I see my friends looking for work, looking for contracts, and they're going to the places where job opportunities gather. They're looking for one that fits. They're submitting a standard resume, hoping it passes the automatic screening process. They hope that their qualifications are good enough to be seen. And then they go on social media, and they post things that the algorithm expects them to post, whatever the system rewards. Talk like me. Dance like me. Remix the hottest, trending music. Repurpose somebody else's speech. Use this color. Put your subtitles here. Make sure you use lots of emojis. We're encouraged to say things that everybody else is saying when you go to use AI. And when you go to use the latest artificial intelligence, you'll notice that it produces something that sounds like artificial intelligence. It has its own tone now, and it's easily detectable. We're encouraged to buy and to use, and to do like all the others do. And if you're an agile practitioner, you may have noticed the same thing. Follow the book. Do what's in the guide. Make your work fit the tools, not the other way around. Listen to the authority. Don't go too far afield. Well, I'll tell you what. Years ago, long before the pandemic, I made the choice to say what I felt, to do as I liked, to do what I believed in. And on a couple of occasions, it cost me jobs. I used to pride myself on my ability to ace an interview and get the offer every time, and to never have been let go from a position. But I realized I'd rather be let go from a position than work under conditions that weren't authentically me. Guys, you have one go-round. Only one shot. Every day counts. Only right now is assured. So do with it what is honestly and completely fulfilling, uniquely you, aligned with your real values. Offer the value that only you can offer. And instead of getting better at writing the perfect resume, get better at knocking on doors and showcasing what you can offer, what you can do, how you could contribute to a great culture, great workspace, great product. I meet so many people. In fact, almost everyone I coach or run through my programs starts with the assumption that they don't belong, that they don't deserve, that their unique voice isn't worth it. What a shame, what a tragedy, what a waste. And I know for some people, a life well lived is to punch the clock, collect the pay, come home and spend quality time with your family doing things that you love. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I know that many of you who listen to this show are looking for a more three-dimensional fulfillment, real contribution, real impact. So figure out what that is and start doing it. Question all of the rules that you follow every day, everything that you've been told about what to say on social media and how to do it. Question everything you know about being a great employee and figure out how to bring your unique value to any place you work, whether you're actually an employee or a contractor or your own business, doesn't really matter. But we no longer live in an age where value is scripted. You never know what's going to be popular tomorrow. You never know what's going to be needed tomorrow. This world is in pain. People are unhappy. People don't know what to do, who to believe, who to trust. We're broken and weakened by years of uncertainty, economically, politically, financially. But the good news is, through that turmoil, we emerge stronger and better and more independent. And maybe for the first time, it's no longer enough for us to march the march, to do what everybody else does. There's nothing wrong with the prescribed rules unless the prescribed rules expire and become outdated and no longer serve us. And so you can lead your teams in ways that you believe are right and best for your customer. You can move work and develop flow in ways that you know add value, in ways that you know produce superior results. But most importantly, I want you to be free. Free in how you coach, free in how you lead, free in how you work and interact, and how you share and spread your voice with the world. Too much sameness is never a good thing. Because how are you going to stick out above the noise? Why should anyone watch your video with the same Ed Sheeran song in the background, pointing at the same memes, using the same emojis and buzzwords? It's time to be you. And that uniqueness, that thing that only you can do, is what the world needs so badly. And if you do it with authenticity, if you do it with honesty, you do it with consistency, people will watch. And you can change lives, believe me, sitting behind this microphone, behind this console, for as many years as I have been, interacting, coaching, teaching, training people for as long as I have been, I'm living proof. I get it that this won't be for everybody. Let's not make being a pathfinder or a rule breaker a rule in and of itself. But there are those of you who have been waiting and wondering, how do I get more fulfillment? How do I take Agile in my practice somewhere where it needs to go? How do I serve my team? How do I serve my community? The answers are out there. You got to do the work, explore them, look for them. Then you got to find the courage. You have to be brave. You have to be certain. And you have to burn your boats. No plan B. You have to leap. I hope that's you. We need more change makers. We need more interesting people. And if you do these things, you'll notice that you become free. You decide your own destiny. You choose how and when you work and who you work for and what you do. And so what you do won't be perfect for everybody. But for people who need what you uniquely deliver, it's going to be so perfect. My friends, I have services and training, including the Forge and so many other options that can help you get there. Time to believe in yourself. Time to invest in yourself. Time to create greatness and a legacy and an offering and service to this world, to this great life that you would be proud to have written in your obituary or on your headstone or in your biography. If I can help you, reach out at chris@badassagile.com or check out my website for some of my offerings. Some links are in the show notes below as well. I hope this inspired you. I hope this brings you the courage to do different, to decide, to make your contribution and to make it matter. I look forward to seeing you next time, and until then, stay badass.